KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Astros down to their final strike. Doolittle sets, fires, and a ball popped up. Back of second base, Cabrera is there, calls for it, and makes the catch. And the Washington Nationals have forced Game 7 tomorrow night. In as wild a game as you will see, the Nationals beat the Astros 7-2. And we assume Greinke and Scherzer will be the starters. But we know for sure there's going to be a Game 7 tomorrow night, and it's going to be something.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, it all comes down to this. It's do or die, I think I've heard 45 times today, although I don't think anybody's actually going to die. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the Homer. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will read it. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you want to get on the Twitch channel and get in the chat room, just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, there you go. Or if you're on Twitch, just ESPN975. That simple. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, tweet, Twitch, text, call AJ a homer, put odds on it. What are the odds the Astros win tonight?
There's a chance.
Okay, what percentage are you going to put on it?
I'm going to go 45%.
Okay. I'm going to go 15%.
Oh, well, look, you were Mr. Optimism yesterday.
And yesterday I thought they were going to win. And the game kind of went the way I thought it would early. I said, get a couple off of Strasburg and keep it close, and then you can get a couple off the bullpen and you'll win, except for Verlander. You could tell about the fourth inning that he didn't have it. And at some point, they were going to get to him. And then once they got a 3-2 lead, it just felt like game one again. It felt exactly like the first two home games did. The Astros weren't going to come back. And it frankly, I think the fact that Strasburg pitched as long as he did yesterday, now you've got insurance in case Scherzer's not right. Because you can throw Corbin out there for as much as you want. You can throw Sanchez out there as much as you want. I think this sets up perfectly for the Nationals. And I haven't seen, you know, they're not afraid to play in that park. I haven't seen anything about the, I haven't seen anything out of the Astros that makes me think they're going to do anything more than get two first inning runs and then sit on it the rest of the game.
Well, they do tend to hit better in the first inning, and apparently, if you believe what Steven Strasburg said and his pitching coach, he was tipping his pitches. And they told him in between the first and second inning, hey, you got to figure something out because they know what's coming. And you saw for the rest of the game, he did the basically a flutter.
Yeah.
The whole time he was gripping the ball. And sure enough, the offense disappeared. I don't know why. I mean, I guess if any of that stuff is true about them scouting pitchers and finding their tells, if any of that is true, then that explains why they've been so successful in the first innings of games. What it doesn't explain is once that goes away, why can't they just hit?
Yeah.
Because
it seems like they're not adjusting to that. It's like, I don't know what's coming now, so I'm just going to flail away.
Yeah, now we're just going to guess. I can't imagine they made it through a whole season relying solely on scouting reports saying this guy tips his pitches in this way. I mean, there has to be some sort of like see ball, hit ball, make adjustment, like normal baseball stuff going on too. And that doesn't seem to be happening in this series, at least in these home games, at least not against Not against Steven Strasburg, certainly, and not against Max Scherzer. And so we'll see if they can break that curse and get something off Max tonight.
Well, and I think they have to hope he's broken, because if he gets five innings with the lead, they're not coming back. We've seen that. You know, that's one thing that, you know, the Nationals have been pretty resilient. They had to come from behind to win the wild card. They had to come from behind to beat the Dodgers. We haven't seen the Astros have to do that. The only, you know, basically they've, if they're not in the lead late, they're not winning. And I'm not very encouraged going into tonight, because I think they needed to get Strasburg out of there sooner and make them use some of those guys so that they wouldn't be as available for tonight. And it kind of went exactly the opposite. You had Will Harris out there. And, you know, I mean, I don't like the way this sets up.
Well, it's hard to say that you should be confident about the Astros going into this game, because they didn't do anything last night to make you feel confident. However, this is why they went out and got Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
So you would have, and it's easy to say, you know, I've heard a lot of Astros fans bitch about Zach Greinke. It's easy to bitch about Zach Greinke if you want to compare him to Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander. That's not really fair. You know, Patrick Corbin's a really good pitcher. He just plays on the same team as Steven Strasburg and Max Scherzer.
Right.
So to them, he's good. Zach Greinke is probably a Hall of Fame pitcher. Zach Greinke's had a really good career. What he hasn't had is a really good postseason. I think 4 out of 5 games, he's failed to reach the fifth inning. Or get through the fifth inning. It's a clear pitching advantage to the Nationals tonight. And now, like you said, if Max Scherzer goes out there and he cuts one loose and suddenly he can't turn his head, then suddenly, it switches instantly to the Astros have a pitching advantage. Because if Max Scherzer gives you 1 or 2 innings and then it's Patrick Corbin or Anibal Sanchez, I'd rather have Greinke than any of those guys.
Well, so, and I also think at that point you have Urquidy available for a few innings. You might and somebody on the Twitch asked, what are the odds we see Cole pitch tonight?
I'd say 100%.
I think there's a real good shot of that. Yeah, and
unless it's a blowout early.
Yeah,
which, I think it's a 100% chance you see Gerrit Cole tonight, probably for 2 innings, at least for 1. Because if you're the Astros, your circle of trust, if you will, is, it's going to be Greinke, it's going to be Urquidy, it's going to be Cole, and it's probably going to be Harris, and maybe Joe Smith. You're going to work together a game with, I don't know if they're even going to bring Osuna out.
No, they for some reason, they do trust him, and they keep throwing him out there. So,
well, I guess we'll see. They've got a handful of guys that they're looking to work this game together with, and it's. Basically, besides Verlander, I imagine it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, it should be. I mean,
just like it should be. I mean, hell, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Strasburg pitches an inning tonight.
No, it wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me either.
Because, I mean, Randy Johnson did that when the Diamondbacks won that World Series. He won Game 6, and then he came out in relief in Game 7. So it's been done before.
Yeah, he did pitch into the ninth, which would be one thing that might give – but he only threw 104 pitches.
Yeah.
So – yeah, that wouldn't shock me if he's out there for an inning, and it should be fun. So, I think, a couple things. Apparently, I don't know how you became a homer, but you're a homer.
Yes.
How the hell did that happen?
Boy, I forget what the tweet even was.
Wasn't it about the college basketball podcast?
Yeah, but I forget what was the context. He said, I love listening to you on the college. So clearly someone who's not from this market, but said, I love listening to you on the college basketball podcast, but you're clearly a terrible homer. And I was like, dude, you might want to check my timeline from tonight. here it is. I said, yeah, Verlander is 0-40 in the World Series, but he's probably going to have sex with Kate Upton tonight. So who's the real loser here? And then he said, love you on the college basketball pod, but you're a terrible homer. I don't even think that was a homerish statement.
Well, maybe I think he's saying you're bad at being a homer.
Maybe so.
Which is accurate.
Maybe so.
That he's telling the truth on.
Well, here's what happened last night, and Astro Twitter came at me pretty good. The call that ended up not mattering, the Trey Turner call, which I'm sure has been talked about on every show nonstop all day. I haven't had a chance to listen to much radio today, but I'm sure everybody talked about it. And here is what I'll say, and I'm standing by this. Nothing's changed my mind. That's a terrible call. You cannot call that guy out there because he didn't do anything wrong. And I know 50 people last night tweeted me the MLB rules saying you've got to have both feet inside that box outside the baseline. Okay, then guess what? You need to start calling everybody out who does that. And I've got news for you. That's going to be every right-handed batter who ever hits a ball on the ground in the infield is going to be out based on that. Because nobody runs in that line. You know why? Because the base isn't in that line. The base is inside the baseline, which maybe that's what the change that they need to make. But if you're a right-handed hitter and you hit the ball, there's no way you're going to run to the outside of the base path and then come back in to touch the base when, think about it, if you've hit a ground ball, which way are you tailing off? You're tailing off outside the base path. So now you've got to run like a zigzag to get to the base. You can look at that rule all you want, and maybe the way they word the rule is what's wrong. What it boils down to is that interference call is a judgment call. And what that umpire did on that interference call is reward a bad throw to first base. And if the throw's online, we're not even having this discussion. It's a bad throw.
He was going to be safe anyway.
Probably.
It sure looked to me like he got there as the ball was getting there, but his foot was on the bag.
Yeah. But regardless, to me, that is a ridiculous call to make in that moment. Why they had the delay, I don't know, because I said immediately, if they're calling interference, it's not reviewable, so I don't know why they're even going to a headset. Much like in game one, when Josh Reddick hit the glove, it's not a reviewable thing. Would it be nice if it was? Sure. But it's a judgment call. At the time that it happens, it can't be reviewed. Apparently, they were trying. I don't know if they were even trying to break that policy and get it reviewed anyway. I know they were saying they were filing a protest. Either way.
By the way, filing a protest in baseball is the dumbest thing ever. By the way, you won the game.
Yeah,
imagine. You want to go back and start over?
No, I get that.
I'll do it.
Now, imagine they lose that game.
Then it's different.
Think about what are the odds that Major League Baseball comes out tomorrow and says, you know what? We've looked at this protest, and you know, you were right. We're going to overturn the results of Game 6 and take away the World Series from the Astros. There will be a Game 7 now. Zero chance of that happening.
Yeah, well, you go back and play it at the point where it happened.
Zero chance of that happening.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they were doing, but they were wasting a bunch of time because nothing was going to come of it. What it boils down to is it's an umpire who made himself a part of the game by making that call. And that's what every umpire wants to avoid, supposedly. But that's what happened.
But it also wound up being completely meaningless.
It did.
It had no impact on the game whatsoever. And that's why, you know, that's why people being outraged about it, it's kind of stupid. And I was kind of glad to see that it didn't. Because if it had, then that would have been...
It would have been a controversy. It would have been an asterisk win, maybe.
Well, not even that. It just would have been... We've had too many of those. I mean, we had the damn Saints-Rams thing.
Yeah.
We had the thing in the Golden Knights-Sharks game. We've had all of these hell, we had it in horse racing. I mean, enough. I don't want things decided by stuff like that. I want them decided on the field. And it was last night. Nationals were the better team. So... Yeah, I wound up not meaning a whole lot. I tell you one thing, though. Well, we'll do this when we come back. There is one thing about these broadcasts that, frankly, I'm starting to worry about someone's proclivities. Let me just say that.
Okay.
So, but, hey, you want to get in on Game 7, and there's a plus number next to the Nationals. Again, well, mybookie.ag, that's the place to go. And you got a lot of really good football this weekend starting tomorrow. And you want to get in on your London game, hey, you can bet it on MyBookie. You can bet all the games on it. College, NFL, you name it. And the best thing is, if you win, you get paid. That's so many of these sites, you put your money in, that's part of the gamble. That's not the case at MyBookie. MyBookie.ag pays, and they pay fast. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000. Up to $1,000 in free money. And they've got all kinds of deposit options there for you, so make sure you check them out. And if you're already on MyBookie, well, keep an eye on your email. They got specials all the time going on. And you get reload bonuses. You got bonuses for specific games. They got you covered. Just use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive offer. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
We're getting closer and closer to the XFL's February 2020 kickoff. Houston Roughnecks football season tickets are available now. Five games starting at $100. Secure your seats at XFLRoughnecks.com.
Hey, are you looking to beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, new pool construction? Allied Outdoor Solutions has you covered. They can also renovate your fading pool deck, grade out patio, or outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And they can do it with several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, 713-465-0400.
When it comes to keeping your small business's valuable information safe, Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. Running your own small business is a big challenge, but with the right partner, it's a lot easier. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. In many cases, there are no medical exams required. Just go to ethoslife.com. That's ETHOS, ethoslife.com, ethoslife.com.
He could go all the...
Wait, what happened?
I knew I should have paid my power bill. It's just too expensive.
Why don't you call Infuse Energy? They have great rates and are one of the top-rated providers by the Texas PUC.
InfuseEnergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I know the rules. I know you can't protest a judgment call. I want them to go look at, just look at the play. Just, you know, and like a rule check. You know, we were told before the series started that we can ask for a rule check. But part of me just said, hey, We'll protest the game. I know we can't, but I said, just check the rules, and they did that.
Okay, can I just ask what specifically you were protesting?
Actually, honestly, nothing, because I knew that you couldn't. I mean, you know, but I want them to go look at the replay. Go look and just give me a rules check. That's all. They came back, and honestly, that was it. You know, I dropped it. Done. You know, they went and checked. They spent a few minutes. I've done it before. knowing that, you know, you can't do anything about it. And then things escalated.
And that was Davey Martinez. I'm not so sure I buy that explanation, since he got kicked out right after that.
Yeah.
But, hey, you do you, buddy. And a lot of people ask that Will Harris had to sit out there for a long time, and then he wound up giving up the home run, so it did impact the game. Well, it didn't to me, because you weren't scoring the rest of the game. There's nothing that this team has shown that they'd be able to come back from that deficit, even if it were – once it was 3-2, even. They weren't coming back against Strasburg. So – that's the thing. I need to see a different team tonight. I need to see the team that we saw in Washington. Otherwise, I be honest, I just don't
Are
have a lot of
tombstone in them.
Yeah, I kind of am. And listen, I hope they win. I really do. I think it'd be great for the city, especially to go this long with everybody investing as much time and money as they have into this team and emotion. I'd really like to see them win, but I don't. I don't like their chances. Longhorn Demetrius says, what are the odds Greinke gets a chance to hit tonight? I'd say 0%. I mean, everybody's on this let Greinke bat thing. He's good for a pitcher.
Right. Is he a better hitter than Kyle Tucker
or
Yordan?
No. Not even close. No. Reddick, maybe. But.
Reddick in the playoff Reddick?
Yeah, playoff Reddick. So, okay. Yeah. Although he got a hit last night.
That's true.
Okay, maybe you can explain this to me. I don't hate Joe Buck as much as most people do. I think he's really good on baseball. But, my God, when did he get so enamored with 20-year-olds and then 21-year-olds and 22-year-olds?
Well, I think he's – I mean, listen, he's – I think his wife is, like, in her 20s. He's got his kids are, like, 4. I mean, he's got young-ass kids. He's super obsessed with staying young. Maybe that's how he does it.
Well, here's his range, okay? This is Joe Buck's range. 20-year-old Juan Soto, 21-year-old Juan Soto, 22-year-old Yordan Alvarez, 21-year-old Gleyber Torres in the last series.
Yeah.
There's one other 22-year-old on the Nationals that he brings up every time. And then he brings up 36-year-old or 38-year-old. So this guy doesn't like 30-year-old men. He likes early 20s. And he likes late 30s.
Well, I think maybe that's because those are the guys who are the exceptions to the rule. Because most baseball players probably fall between the ages of 25 and 35. So if there's someone who's particularly young or particularly advanced, maybe he wants to point it out.
That's great. But if we're watching all the games, haven't we heard this 47 times for each guy now?
Yes.
At least?
I'll say this, is it someone who used to do play-by-play, albeit very poorly, you have to, even in a 7-game series, assume that you're talking to a new audience every game. So if someone hasn't heard before...
Well, we've seen the ratings. He's not getting a new audience every game.
I mean, listen, and I know it's obnoxious, but it's just like, you know, you can't... Oh, I said this when I was calling the AFC Championship game, so I'm not going to say it again during the Super Bowl.
What's wrong when you're doing the lineup? You can say, hey, 22-year-old so-and-so. Do you have to do it every single time they come to the plate?
I think it's a little ridiculous, but, you know.
I don't get so worked up
over these announcers.
But if I have to sit there and listen to you for 4.5 or 5 hours, then do a good job. And I've never really had a problem with him, especially at, well, football, I think he sucks. But baseball, I think he does a really good job. And I know everybody thinks he hates their team. It's not the case.
Yeah.
But... I mean, that is such a crutch and is such an annoying thing to keep going to over and over again. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just that I'm old. And I don't give a rat's ass if you're 20 or 21 or 22 or 36 or 38. You know, I feel sorry for those guys in the middle. I feel sorry for the 31-year-old that he gives no love to.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Yeah, I just think it's overdone. So...
Choke, Poke, and Hope had asked about, he says, I disagree with the baseball or base path call, yes, but isn't a batter rounding first on the outside of the line towards second base? I'm not arguing, but think about it. And that's what I replied to him. If a ball's hit on the ground in the infield, nobody's thinking about running to second base. So you're always going to turn out. You're going to turn to your right once you touch first base. If you hit the ball to the outfield, of course you're going to take a different route to the base because if the ball's in the outfield, you're presuming you're at least going to round first and start to look at second and see where the ball is. So you take a different path. If you watch every Yuli hit one, Bregman hit one, ground balls that were hit on the infield last night, and you tell me how many of those guys used that box on the right side of the base path. 0%.
That's where the throw needs to be, the inside. I mean, is that a... I can't read the name on that.
Dave. Hey, sports, Dave. Dave?
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, Steve, you'll work. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, I get that all the time. Hey, guys, first time calling, but I love you guys. I just want to say that, and it sounds like you guys cleared it up with the soundbite, but the reason they went to review it was not to review it, so to speak. It was more because of the protest. Anytime they say they want to call a game under protest, they'll review it. Now, a lot of times, Hinch did this, and for many years, he's done it for us, but it's always been after the fact. So you can lodge a protest, I think, because there's a time period after the game that you have to lodge that. And he just did it right there in the game, and so they immediately went to the booth to review it so that New York could say, this is what we're protesting. Most coaches will wait till after the game. Obviously, we saw his interactions and then the consequences of his interactions. So I'll hang up with you guys. Just want to say that to you.
Yeah, and had Martinez decided, instead of wasting the time with the protest, he could have spent all that time arguing with the umps and gotten kicked out of the game in the middle of the inning anyway. He at least waited until between innings to do that, or he could have had Will Harris standing out there even longer. But yeah, it was just the whole situation was really odd, and yeah, I don't know if the ump felt like he was really right, or it's one of those things like, what am I going to do? Now I call him safe, and now I've reviewed a play that's not reviewable. I don't think it was a winning situation for that ump.
No, I would agree. Somebody asked, odds of AJ disliking Bregman even more as a person after carrying the bat to first base.
I mean, I thought it was douchey, but I don't really care. I was honestly even more pissed at Soto for doing the same thing, because then he's stooping to that level. I'm not really an unwritten rule guy. What I am is, like, to me, Strasburg and Greinke Strasburg and Verlander are two guys who have done more in this game than Juan Soto or Alex Bregman. So, you know, maybe not try to punk them out. It just seems stupid, and it seems petty, and when you lose, it looks even worse.
Yeah, I've kind of gone the other way on this. I think they should have more fun with their celebrations in baseball. But
if you start carrying bats around, guess what's going to happen?
Well, somebody's going to plunk you, but that's your unwritten rule thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, how 20-year-olds...
How far are you going to let him take the bat? Is he Pedro Serrano rounding the bases?
Hey, you saw it in the movies.
I mean, Alex Bregman, he rounded first base with his bat.
Yeah, he did.
He dropped it in fair territory. That's, yeah.
Again, I it's not for me. I wouldn't do it. But I'm not from that generation. And I do think baseball is awful staid to begin with. So I'm not defending it, because I don't think either one of them should have done it. But... you know, it doesn't. I didn't bother me a bit that either one did it. I thought it was kind of funny that Soto did it. Now, I know it bothered his manager, but
yeah. Well, yeah. I think it bothered AJ Hinch too. Otherwise, when have you ever heard Alex Bregman apologize for being a douchebag?
Oh, never.
He doesn't. He owns it. He's like Baker Mayfield. He wears it, and he's like, you know what? That's who I am. And then after that game, Alex Bregman's like, you know what? I crossed a line there. I mean, he seemed like legitimately contrite, which make me think that AJ Hinch was like pretty pissed off about it.
Yeah. 713-780 ESPN is your number. I'm guessing he got an earful. But
well, guys, the Astros, it's down to one game. Game 7. Where are you going to get your World Series gear? You know where to get it. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your hometown store for your hometown team. Get everything you need to cheer on your Astros as they take the championship back. If you're on your way to the game tonight, you don't want to pay the $60 for a shirt at the game. well, pro tip, stop at Academy. They've got it all. Your favorite, all the apparel, your favorite Stars jersey, the hats, the T-shirts, the other gear you need to represent H-Town from head to toe. They're not done making history at Minute Maid, so get to Academy Sports and Outdoors and to Academy.com to be at your best, to be ready to witness it all. MLB trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com and visit Academy, guys. And tonight, if the Astros win, if you're near the Academy in Katy, Raheel Ramzanali will be out there. So swing by and say hey to him. That's Academy, Academy.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Credit card rates have risen nearly 5% in the last several years and have not come back down. Mortgage rates have dropped over 2% in the last year. What if you can reduce the rates you're paying on credit cards by up to 80%, making that interest savings, applying it towards your mortgage, paying off everything faster? TexasLending.com is here to help. 800-346-8047. 800-346-8047. TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
You have to work late tonight, and your daughter still needs to be picked up from her piano lesson. Do you A, ask your brother for a favor?
Kind of busy at the moment.
Or B, ask your neighbor, who served as an Army Special Operations Black Hawk crew chief.
I have two prior objectives, but can still acquire the asset and bring her on home. ETA, 15 minutes.
Veterans never stop serving. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union is proud to serve them. Join at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Available to all veterans, members of the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh,
oh. Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. In 2016, one of my employees accidentally clicked through an online vendor's contract, which recommitted my company to an additional 12 months of their service. I called the vendor to explain the accident. Nope, they pointed to their ironclad contract, told me to pay or else. I will pay them, but after 12 months, I'm gone. I've been in business over 30 years, and I've never made my customers sign a long-term contract. Never. And now, my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, offers payroll to business owners with 1 to 100 employees, and there's no long-term contract. And if you need help with your payroll, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Lance Zierlein here. After I'm done with all that NFL draft work, my favorite place to go after the draft is over is Belize, and I stay at the Phoenix. TheFoenixBelize.com. Make sure that you check it out. It's a luxury resort. They've got snorkeling. They've got fishing. They've got incredible food. Beautiful, beautiful facility right there on the water. And guess what? It is all waiting for you with just a short flight out there. Make sure that you go to TheFoenixBelize.com, award-winning resort, and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you by.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So he says, I think Altuve laid into him about it. Bregman's respect for him is why I apologize. That's a possibility.
No, it's true, yeah.
I mean, pretty sure Altuve is very well respected around there. I have one other pet peeve that more than one person tell me I jinxed them by saying they were going to win. Okay, first off,
Lamont said I had reverse jinxed them by saying they were going to lose. So Lamont said we can start celebrating because AJ said they're going to lose.
Can I just say I am not the Sorcerer Supreme. I'm not Doctor Strange. I can't go and change time and change everything that's happening and bend reality to my will. If I could, you'd live in a much different world than what you live in now. I think it'd be a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
But every Houston team would win every year if I could do that. So
I'd have hair. I'd have a great body. Oh, man. I'd have a bigger, bigger brain.
I'd have groupies.
I'd have a bigger brain.
I'd have groupies, and they'd all be either 21 or 22 years old. But, yeah, I think that kind of stuff's just silly. So, and then somebody asked, am I going to bet on the Nationals tonight? I don't want to bet on the Nationals because I want the Astros to win. But I just feel like if you're playing, that's the side to be on. Because I do not like their chances tonight. I think last night was the time to get it. Hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I was wrong yesterday. So there's a good chance I'm wrong today. Yeah. I'm not wrong every single time. That's the other thing that scares me. Let's try Q. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Man, I think baseball has the most useless stats ever. And did you hear Joe Buck last night say, and with that home run, Juan Soto is the first person in World Series history to hit two home runs at different ages. Why does that even matter? Joe Buck, I don't even know why they still employ this guy.
Oh, it's not him. There's a team of people feeding him that crap. That's part of it. The age thing's on him. But the reality is, hey, man, it's not easy to do that job, especially with baseball. But it's not just baseball that does this. I see it in football sometimes, too. Like there's some stat that they threw out about Deshaun Watson in his first 31 games compared to other people in their first 31 games. It's like, what? Why are you pulling that out? I mean, because it's his 31st game. We don't know the context of those other guys and what they did. That is one of the things. So, okay, if you want to play a drinking game tonight, there's two of them. You can do any age 22 or younger mentioned. You're going to be way drunk. But this one, useless stat. That one you probably won't be as drunk because they're going to be about three or four. That would count as a useless stat. And that's one of those where they have a bunch of people there that are feeding them this stuff. I mean, they got a whole team of producers and stat guys and things like that. They got to make their money. They have to come up with something. So Lenny asks, how great would it have been if Soto had carried his bat around and dropped it at third base by Bregman? That would have been funny. Would have been wrong. But it would have been funny.
God, people are so dense on this damn baseline thing.
Well, you can argue with them all you want.
If you're not rounding first base, you hit the right side of the bag and round right anyways. If you're rounding first, you're in between the lines making a turn. I'm not saying people don't run outside the lines because it caused him to not be able to make the catch. No, where Trey Turner was running didn't cause him to not make the catch. The bad throw caused him to not make the catch. And again, no one's running outside the baseline and then touching the right side of the bag and then turning, we call it bananaing out. Like, no one's going to veer right after, like, it's not the fastest way to the bag. No one does that. No one. It's inarguable.
Well, I don't understand why you guys are still arguing over something that meant nothing in the game.
Fred, you don't know how many people sent me screenshots of the MLB rule book last night. Like, I understand the rule. What I'm telling you is,
well, just screenshot them 7-2 and send that back.
Then just start
because
calling,
it had nothing to do with it.
Start calling everyone out. Everyone's out. If you're a right-handed batter, you hit the ball in the infield, you're out. Sorry. Yuli, Altuve, Bregman, watch them all. They all do it. It's how you play baseball.
Yeah, well.
And if I screenshot them 7-2, then they won't realize it should have been 8-2.
Well, just draw a little thing on it, yeah. But, I mean, I didn't agree with the call. And a lot of people saying, well, you're taught to throw it at the runner, so you might get that call.
No, you're not. You're taught to make the play. Whoever taught you that is a horrible baseball coach. I'm sorry. I've never had a coach tell me throw at the batter, just in case you can't make the real play. Maybe he'll knock your glove off and they'll call interference. No, nobody's ever teaching that. It's ridiculous.
Well, somebody brings up a
throw into traffic when you're a quarterback because maybe there'll be a PI called. No, that's not smart ever.
8-3-2 says the play doesn't matter. It's on to game seven. It should be, but I don't know. It's up to you guys. You know, I honestly think arguing over that all day long, as I've heard the few times I've tuned into radio today, not really worth it. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody else says, hey, you guys are great, but even you can't make every word of a three-hour show be profound and interesting. The hell we can't. What do you mean by that? We got penis jokes galore, man. He says the hate on Joe Buck crowd is getting sold. I've never been a hate Joe Buck guy until this series, and I don't hate him. I just think he's way overdoing this to the point where it's a joke. And, you know, I said specifically, I don't think he's one of the, like, everybody's home team hates him because he thinks he's against them. I don't think he is. I think he's, and I've always said he's really good at baseball. But when you start doing something annoying as hell over and over and over again to the point where everybody's saying you're doing it over and over again, somebody ought to get in his ear and say, we get it, Juan Soto's 21 years old.
Yeah.
That's all. So that's not hate. That's to me, constructive criticism.
Riley posted a, this can't, I mean, yes, that has to be a mistake. They said they already took it down, but this is surely a F up on my bookie's part, right? Jose Altuve total bases over under 31.5. Even with the extra juice, the minus 145, I think I'll take under 31.5.
I feel pretty good about that. So, yeah, and that is all people are texting about is this.
I mean, because because it's scary when an umpire selectively decides to make a call like that in a game six of a World Series.
Yeah.
So even if it didn't impact the game at the end of the day, it could have, and that's scary. I mean, I guess not if you're a hardcore Astro fan, it's not scary, but. No, yeah. risky business, as Joe Buck said that everyone taught them to throw at the runner. I didn't hear him say that. If he did, he's an idiot. And then I'm getting on to the hate Joe Buck crowd, if that's true. There's no way
he said that. How old was he when he was taught to do that?
Good golly.
Just curious.
Joe Buck.
The other guy's pretty good. Is it Smoltz? Is the other guy?
Yeah,
he's pretty good. But this is the first time I've ever gotten to where I can't listen to the guy because it's just so annoying.
Yeah.
Over and over again. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll grab a couple calls when we come back. Right now, tell the people about TGS.
TGS. Guys, if you are looking to save some money on your homeowner's insurance, and if you're like me, you might not even know what you were paying for homeowner's insurance. I sure didn't. But once I heard about TGS, I made a call and figured out what I was paying, and then I texted TGS. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, and then they sent me a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And I'll be honest, I saved a lot of money. So if you are looking for a way to cut costs without losing coverage, check it. See what TGS can do for you. They can't save money for everybody. I mean, that's impossible. But some people are saving up to $4,000. Maybe you've got a really good deal, but maybe you don't. The average customer has saved over $870 this year. That could be you. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of all the back end, all the paperwork, so you can just sit back and start saving money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Like a trampoline. Take a break out, put it on the triple beam. I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Dismantle her, I know how to handle her. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up. Toss a 50 up, make them tatter.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Love, you found each other and you found it. You're ready, except for one thing, the ring. At Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, we make sure nothing gets between you and that amazing yes. We'll even help with financing. Get interest-free financing for 30 months through October 31st. An amazing selection of the highest quality exclusive rings, hand-selected diamonds with a lifetime warranty, and no interest financing. Yes, you're ready. With Robbins Brothers, Houston Loop and Clear Lake. Subject to credit approval, 30 equal monthly payments, minimum $4,000 purchase. See store for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
If you wear contacts or glasses and been thinking about LASIK, you must hear this. LASIK can be a life changer, literally giving you 20/20 vision. And now you don't have to wait any longer because it's by far the best time to see how well LASIK can work for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology. And now for the best price of just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in minutes. And within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20
20/20 vision.
Experienced doctors and the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for fast, easy, and affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price of just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. It takes just one simple text to schedule your free LASIK exam. Just text I to 246-810 now. The exam is 100% free. Just text I to 246-810. Text EYE to 246-810.
Nothing's better than mouth-watering Texas barbecue at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue, is your home for meat, beer, and football. Join them weekly for their award-winning Texas barbecue, craft beers, and cocktails. Hang out on their huge patio for the big game and stick around for live music every weekend. Don't want to make Thanksgiving dinner? Call today to reserve your turkey, brisket, and all the fixings. Cypress Trail Hideout, home of mouth-watering Texas barbecue. Online at cypresstrailhideout.com.
AJ Hoffman here, reminding you to check your windows now for leaks before the winter chill sets in. For 48 years, Allstate Siding and Windows have been helping people save up to 40% on their electric bills by installing the best quality windows and siding. Get 25% knocked off your window package in October with no payments for 2 years. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. Military and senior discounts available. Remember, if you want the best rate, call Allstate Siding and Windows. Call them 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713 with a good one. Carry the bat around the base to hit other people is what I was taught. And a lot of people said, yeah, Joe Buck did say that.
Joe Buck's an idiot.
Shame.
So, although I've had one guy say, no, that was Smoltz that said it, but...
Smoltz didn't say that. That can't be true. Yeah. Please tell me that's not true.
But, well, I'm just going by what was on the text line. It was like $15.
Like, just Smoltz. Think about, like, you don't... If you're a pitcher in that situation, you know it's going to take basically... everything's got to go your way for to get him out. So, you've got to be... You're thinking so fast. Please make the best... Imagine thinking, like... Okay, I don't think I'm going to get him, so here's what I'm going to do instead. I'm going to throw it at him.
Yeah.
And then actually like being able to spin around and make the throw at him. If you're that accurate, just throw it to the base. You got a better chance. But in this case, it worked. So
Steven says, the only people who are tired of Buck's age thing are Astros fans, National fans, and hardcore baseball fans. Fox and Joe Buck don't care because you're watching no matter what. Actually, Steven, no. You know who's watching? Astros fans, National fans, and hardcore baseball fans. That's it. That is it. So if that's your audience and they don't like it, maybe you got a problem. I'm going to blast through some of these calls here.
Yeah.
And then
let's
talk. You brought up a topic on break. I want to get to it in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let's talk to Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Game 7. What do you guys think? It's a weird feeling. I kind of always pull it out. What are the odds of Greinke goes 6-plus innings, freaks out, focus, laser focus? And, guys, have a great day, man.
All right. I didn't catch exactly what he was saying. What help me out here, Fred.
What are the odds Greinke goes 6 innings? And I think he said get 6 strikeouts over those innings.
No. What I will say is, of course, I took the time to handicap the baseball game again. And we've got an ump who likes to call strikes, which is...
I think that benefits Greinke quite a bit.
Significantly benefits Greinke, because the biggest problem for Greinke is he doesn't have the velocity on his stuff to make guys panic into a decision. And teams have not been swinging outside of the zone on him. So like when he's got breaking stuff, teams are just like, I'm just going to let that go. And the ump tonight... is an aggressive strike ump, so we could see a lot of those just called strikes. So maybe you force them to take some swings that they wouldn't want to take otherwise. 6 strikeouts seems unlikely to
me.
That's
what he got last time.
Yeah, I still think it seems unlikely.
My hope is you get 6 innings out of him, and you've got the lead. At that point, I think you can win the game. But if he gets that call at the bottom of the zone, that's slightly, you know, the play, ones that are slightly off the plate that maybe just catch a bit of the plate, then he'll be effective because he's. But when he starts getting squeezed, he doesn't have, he can't overpower you anymore.
Yeah.
So. And I've heard a couple of people ask this.
Apparently it was Smoltz that said that.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting a lot of that.
Okay, well.
But he was referring, I think they said he was referring to like on a bunt or something like that.
Like if you're the catcher, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen. And I don't care enough about the play that meant nothing to do it. So, if Greinke loses tonight, does that make the Astros a little more cautious going after big trades? And was it a failure?
It shouldn't, no.
No, you're in Game 7 of the World Series. It's never a failure.
And also consider if you didn't have Zach Greinke here, who would be pitching this game?
Crickets.
Urquidy on 3 days short rest. Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't happen because he would have had to pitch Game 3.
Yeah, or Wade Miley.
Yeah.
So no, it's not a failure. And while he wasn't good he hasn't been good in the playoffs in general.
He hasn't been awful though. He had one really bad game.
Okay.
And I mean, last time he didn't get out of the fourth, but he kept it close. I mean, that's what you want him to do. You want him to get five innings for you and give up a run or two at the most.
But he pitched well for the Astros in the regular season.
Yeah, he did. People forget that. He was like 8-1 down the stretch.
And a lot of it was he got a ton of run support, which is, I mean, that's great. But he got them, he gave them a lot of innings, got them some wins. No, I don't think you can say the Greinke thing was a failure, and not to mention you've got another year of him. So I think that it's been tough to watch him in the playoffs. It's not been pretty. You know,
he's not sexy to watch. There's no question. He's like a right-handed Dallas Keuchel.
His best ERA in a game this year has been 5.3. That's not good. He had the game against Tampa was awful.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was a disaster. I mean, the Yankees game, well, the first Yankees game wasn't a whole lot better. Game one, six innings, three earned runs. They lose that game 7-0.
Yeah, but that's actually considered a quality start, six innings and three earned runs, right?
Fair enough. It is. And then, yeah, the last couple games hasn't made it to the fifth inning. So just that Yankees game, the only one he made it to the fifth inning or made it through five.
Yeah, so. I think ideally you'd like to get five out of him tonight.
Yeah.
And if you can get five innings and one run, you got a shot.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
The problem in those early games was the home runs.
Yeah.
He gave up three home runs to the Rays, two to the Yankees. That's why, I mean, that's what can't happen tonight.
Shannon from Beaumont. Go.
Sports, you wieners.
Sports to you.
I was just going to make a comment about how it seems like every week we're talking about referees and umpires' calls about games. Instead of, you know, the games themselves, and heck, I'm about ready to see a controversial call with a judge's decision in the National Spelling Bee. The way everything's going, because that's all we talk about is bad calls these days. And I just wanted to get your thoughts and feelings and prayers on that.
Well, let's be honest. What else is there to talk about from that game last night? That's why everybody's going on and on about it. But I mean that it's become more common, and it goes back to something we've talked about a long time ago: is that there should be full transparency for these people. We should be interviewing them after games, and
by the way, like when Davey Martinez was super worked up, it was like, and obviously to get kicked out of a World Series game, you've got to be pretty angry. The umpire, the body language he was given, like where he was like kind of laughing at him, dude. No wonder these guys are losing their minds. You gotta handle yourself better as an umpire in those situations too.
Yeah, although I think
you can't act like it's a joke.
I agree with that to a point, but I also think that there's no reason for you to be that the blow up that much over something, especially when you heard his comments earlier about how, well, he knew it couldn't be reviewed, so he just wanted it to be looked at.
Well, he was still pissed off that it was a bad call to begin with.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, you don't have to grow up. You don't have to be a child and sit there and scream and stuff.
It's easy to say until we've got, you know, nine-figure salaries and we're paid to win these games and it's you're in an elimination game. No, I'd be a little charged up too.
I get that, but I also think it's ridiculous to get that pissed off because you can't change it at that point.
Yeah,
and you know what? It might, if the game had wound up staying tight, you'd rather have your manager there than being kicked out.
Yeah,
I mean that's the thing. You got some responsibility there too.
And I guess nine-figure salary is probably a little high.
Yeah, and I don't think he's making it. That's one thing.
That would be nice though. $100 million.
That's a trend I was reading about. They're cutting back manager salaries quite a bit.
They should. Yeah, we talked about that before. You got to fill out the lineup card and then go yell at an umpire every once in a while.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Sunday, November 10th, Carbach presents Foam Hinge, the third annual Foam Hinge event out at the brewery, hosted by Eddie Trunk. Doors will be at 12:30. Music starts at 1. This year's lineup includes Ace Frehley, Accept, High on Fire, Power Trip, Pat Travers Band, Narcotic Wasteland. There's going to be free parking, $5 craft beer, and children under the age of 12 get in free. You can get general admission tickets for just $28, but they also have VIP tickets still available for a hundo, which will get you a separate VIP entrance, an area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio, and a commemorative t-shirt. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Keep up with what they've got going on at the brewery, what they've got going on in the concert series, what they've got going on at the restaurant. And when you're out and about this week, or hey, even tonight when you're watching the Astros, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. Because we're going to be
answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.